Let's go with the message this morning. We started a series before I left. This is the last message. Next week we'll start a family series. And you might say, well, I can't do that. I don't have no family. Yes, you do. And listen, it's all from the Bible. Next week is Mother's Day. And I always do a series on the family from Mother's Day to Father's Day. We'll be talking about being women of God, men of God, and how to have great family relationships. And the thing is, we always come from the Bible. We always have the Bible as our source. And I usually look at a family in the Bible. A family in the Bible, and just sort of see how they did it. You know, families in the Bible were screwed up. Did you know that? Yes or no? They were screwed up. Things that happened in the Bible, things that people did. That's really all God has to work with, is screwed up people. That's who we are. We're messed up. How messed up are we? Messed up so bad he had to send his own son to come to this planet and die on the cross. That's pretty messed up, isn't it? Say, that's us. Until we get to the place we realize we're sinners, that we're useless, basically. We can really never have the power of God in our life. It's dying to us. It's dying to our flesh. It's dying to ourselves. Dying to my desires. It's losing that idea of I can do this and I can do that and I can keep rules and I'm better than somebody else. Self-righteous pigs never get much done for God. And so anyway, we're going to be looking at a family. And they will have some problems. And through looking at that family, we hope to encourage you. Amen? And so over the next, from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we have lots of snowbirds that leave us in, a lot of them already gone, more to leave. But guess what? We don't quit. We don't lay down. We don't stop. Amen? Say, our community needs us. We need to keep going. A lot of times we reach a lot of people during the summer. We see a lot of people come to Christ during the summer. It's a very important time. So we start next week with Mother's Day, and we kick it off all the way to Father's Day. So I'm looking forward to it. Today's the last message in the little series called Power. Can you say that with me? Power. We've looked at the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection. Today, the power of the Holy Spirit, especially the filling of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at today this message. If you're here for the first time today, and we have lots of guests today, here's how we do it. If you got a Bible, great, follow along with us. But all the things that are going to be written, read, the scriptures are going to be right on the screen. Also the points. You can also go to our website, download this message, and you can go over it again. What you see on the screen, you can study it again sometime this week if you'd like. Let's go with it, Raj. Here we go. Because of the power of the cross, that's what we saw before Easter. Remember? On Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday we call it, the power of the cross. Because of the power of the cross, say it with me. Can you help me in the house this morning? We can do what? We can be what? All right, come on. You've got to talk to me this morning. Here we go. Because of the power of the cross, we can be forgiven. Now help me on this one. Because of the power of the resurrection, say that with me. Pop it up, Raj. Say it with me. We can what? Live forever. Because He lives, we live. And that's what's going to happen forever. This is, if you're a Christian, this is as bad as it gets for you. And some of you doing fine, ain't you? You see what I'm saying? We are going to live forever with Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, would you say this with me? We can make a difference. But, ooh, you got to help me now. Come on, come on. Help me now. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, say it with me. We can make a difference. I'm determined to wake you up today. Amen? Slap somebody if they sleep around. That's fine with me. It doesn't bother me a bit. Here we go. So because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we can make a difference. Jesus said, I will not leave you alone, guys. When I leave, I'm going to send my Spirit. And let's talk about that a little bit. Let's look at some of these verses. Jesus, before He went to the cross, He told His disciples many times, but they didn't get it. Somehow, have you ever been that way? Somebody tells you something, it goes right over your head. And that's what happened with His disciples. He told them that He was going to suffer. He told them that He was going to die. He told them, third day I'm going to raise again. But it seemed to just go right over their head. They wanted everything right now. You ever been like that? Say, we want your kingdom now. We want it to happen now. That's not the way life is, generally speaking. So He told them, I'm going to die. I'm going to resurrect. Several scriptures, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But you know Him. Jesus talking to His disciples, because He dwells with you. Yeah, He was right there with them. Jesus Christ was walking with them. But then He says this, and He shall be in you. Can you say that last line with me? And He shall be what? In you. I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will come to you. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried. I'm going to raise the third day. I'll be seated at the right hand of God the Father. But I'm going to come back to you. And the Holy Spirit's going to come into your life. And you're going to have comfort in your life. By the way, that word means to come alongside you. The Holy Spirit's going to come to you. He's going to come alongside you. Today we're going to be talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's stay with this thought right here. Jesus told them this was going to happen. But the Comforter, can you say that with me? But the Comforter, that's that one who's going to come alongside you, the one who's going to help you, which is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things. He will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Don't be stressed out, he's telling his disciples. Don't be frustrated. Listen, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and don't be afraid. I'm not going to leave you. Are you hearing me this morning? So the Holy Spirit is coming. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. Other verses. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you ask, whither goest thou? But because I've said these things unto you that I'm going away, your heart has been filled with sorrow. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, guys. It's expedient for you that I go away. Boy, did he ever hit that nail on the head. It's expedient that I go to that cross. Or you're going to die in your sins and go to hell forever. It's expedient that I raise from the dead. What's about to happen is necessary. It's expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. Are y'all getting the mail on this so far? That's what Jesus said. Let's keep moving. So, of course, Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He came back and walked this earth. He was seen of 500 at one time. He appeared to many different people. He appeared to his disciples a couple of different times, and even more times than that. And now we see in the book of Acts, before Jesus has ascended, he's resurrected, he's back on this planet. This really happened in real time. Many proofs of his resurrection written in the scriptures. And now he's about to ascend to his Father. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. I'm out of here. You're not going to see me anymore in this life. But you will see me again. But I'm not leaving you alone. You all right so far? Good. Let's keep learning. Book of Acts. To whom also Jesus showed himself alive after his passion, after his death on the cross and resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them. Here he is, the resurrected Christ is with them. He commands them that they should not leave Jerusalem. Don't leave here. You stay right here. Okay? Because something's going to happen. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. So was the disciple supposed to leave Jerusalem right after Jesus left? Answer, no. You stay here. Because the promise of the Father is about to come true. What's the promise? The thing that you heard of me. The thing that I said. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. My Spirit. That's the funny thing. It's hard. If you can get a handle on this, you go ahead. There's one God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now see, God's God, and He can do that. I don't know how to do all that. But you know what? I'm not just flesh and bones. But I also have a spirit. And I have a soul because I've been made in His image. Do you understand that part? Yes or no? Well, that's who God is. So when Jesus said, I'm sending my Spirit or the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit's coming, in essence, He is coming. He's going to be at the right hand of God the Father, but God Himself is going to come and He's going to dwell with you and He's going to be in you. Now that's a wild thing. Isn't that crazy to say? That's hard to understand. God's going to be with me and going to be in me. That's what Jesus said would happen. Y'all cool so far? Okay. Boy, coming to church and knowing Christ is pretty important. I mean, come on. I don't mean to be ugly, but this ain't the Rotary Club going on here. Amen? This is powerful stuff. God, the Holy Spirit's going to come and live in my life. Let's keep looking. So Jesus said, don't you boys leave. Okay? Because something's going to happen. For John truly baptized, Jesus speaking, with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Now when therefore we were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again your kingdom to Israel? I mean, is this the day we're going to kick the Romans' butt? That's what they were saying. And look what Jesus responds to them and says. He says, don't leave. He thinks they're ready to take over. That's what the disciples think. And Jesus said, no, don't leave because the Holy Spirit's coming. Your work isn't done on this planet. It's just getting started. We got something going on. It's going to go crazy on you. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times nor the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Don't worry about that. Okay? Verse 8. Powerful verse. You ought to underline it. You ought to circle it in your Bible. If you don't have your Bible right now, you ought to write it down on something. You ought to know it. Acts 1:8. Can you say that first five words with me? And ye shall receive power. One more time. But. Here we go. But you shall receive power. I can't say it right no matter how many times I do it. After the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit's come upon you. He's talking to them. Don't leave. This is going to happen. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Say the last part with me. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. Can you imagine a ragtag bunch like Jesus had? Jesus had the least of the least. These disciples were not rabbis that had been trained and taught in the Torah in Jerusalem and all the laws. They were fishermen. They were from Galilee. Farther away you got from Jerusalem, you meant the less religious you were. These guys in religious people's minds were low-life losers. They knew nothing. But Jesus took them. Isn't that great? Doesn't it make you feel like you might have a chance? Say. He took them. And see, they knew they couldn't do it alone. They knew they needed Him. They didn't understand how it's all going to work out. But they knew they needed Him. That's why they were filled with sorrow. Jesus said, I'm leaving, guys. It's happening. He resurrected. He's with them. He says, wait here. You're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit. They didn't understand it. Quite frankly, we don't understand it today. We act like we do. But it's very difficult to understand that God would come and help me and be in my life and work in my life. It's crazy. So He says, stay right here. And when He had spoken these things while they beheld, He was taken up in a cloud and received out of their sight. And He was gone. Wow. That'd be pretty sad, wouldn't it? But guess what? Things keep rolling. Are y'all not asleep on me yet, are you? Thank the Lord. Amen. Boy, you ought to read the book of Acts. It's powerful. You have to read it and reread it and reread it. All right? Chapter 2. Not much time has moved. Just a few days later. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, and they were in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven, say it with me, a sound from heaven, help me now, as of a rushing, mighty wind. I've looked that up in several different Greek texts. It's like a hurricane. A rushing, mighty wind came and filled the place they were. Jesus said something was going to happen. It was about to happen, wasn't it? Say, how would you feel? We ain't talking about a hurricane outside. We talking about right inside this room. Be crazy, wouldn't it? Yes or no? That's what happened. It filled all the house where they were sitting. Keep looking. It gets crazier. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Say it with me. Like as of fire. And it says it sat on each one of them. So somehow, all of them in the room had something that I know you think I'm crazy. It's right out of the Bible. Is that the Bible, yes or no? It's on the screen, but that's the Bible. Matter of fact, that's the old King James Bible. You can't get any more old-fashioned than what we got on the screen. So hurricane winds going on inside this room. Jesus is gone. Said, I ain't leaving you alone. By the way, you don't want to leave Jerusalem because something's going to happen. I guess not, huh? You wouldn't want to miss this, would you? And so the room just was like a hurricane. And it says that something like fire set on each of their head. Now, buddy, I need something on my head. Can you imagine when you looked, it was like fire sitting on top of their heads? Okay? A lot of people try to repeat this event. Good luck. Have at it. Yeah, exactly. You can't repeat what happened here. This is something happened with these fellas and others that were in this room. And so there was a fire that set on top of their head. And they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. And say this next part with me. And they all began to speak with other what? Tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. A lot of people have tried to repeat that too. It's interesting when you look in the text. And you don't just have to look at the word tongues. It means languages. It's what the word means. We have different words that mean different things. For different things. That's what tongues means. It means languages. And matter of fact, if you read the scripture, I want you to see what happened. Now, who were these people in this room? His disciples and other followers. They were what I call it is they were Galileans. I call them this. They were dumb hillbillies. That's who they were. That's exactly who they were. And so they're in this room. They've been following Jesus. Did a lot of these people who followed Jesus have problems? Yes or no? Yes or no? Of course they did. They had all kinds of issues in their life. And so he chose to use these kind of people. And this happened to them in this room. And they started talking in tongues, other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now that would have been a funny thing to see right there. These boys couldn't even speak good Hebrew. They're like me with the English language. Why don't you see what happened? Keep looking. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. This was Pentecost. This was a huge celebration. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. There was people from all over the world that were there for this big event of Pentecost and Passover. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded because that every man, say it with me, heard them speak in his own what? Language. God used these men and women that were there to speak. And all these people that were gathered for Pentecost, different nations, different languages, were able to hear in their own language. How did they hear the Word in their own language? It was because of the Holy Spirit that came upon these guys. And things are coming out of their mouth that people who couldn't understand normal everyday talk there, they were understanding what was being said because of these guys. Does that make sense to you? Yes or no? Did I lose anybody? That's what happened. And they were all amazed. I guess so. What? You might expect the religious leader of the day, a big rabbi, to speak three or four different languages. That'd be understandable. He's a real smart cookie. Amen? But these guys who are fishermen, where'd they go to school? Boy, that's what I'd be asking. So everybody was amazed and said one to another, behold, are not these which speak, say that with me, Galileans. And in my little text, I've written dumb Galileans. Because that's who they were. That's what they were amazed. How can we hear every man in our own tongue in which we were born? Jesus said something was going to happen, didn't he? Yes or no? Now I'm preaching way too long on this. I got to go. But this is fun. I love this. Let's examine this power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, by the way, if you keep reading that text, it tells you all the different languages and nations that heard the gospel and heard their message and what they were saying in their own tongue. Read it. Acts 2. It's all there. Because the power of the Holy Spirit, that's what I want to talk about. I want to segue now. Jesus said this was going to happen. What's this got to do with me? I'm glad you asked. Here we go. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, can you say that with me at the top? You can make a difference. Would you make it personal with me? I can make a difference. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, help me now. I can make it. Would you help me one more time? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can make a difference. I can make a difference. That's why God didn't leave us alone. That's why God, the Holy Spirit, comes into our life. So that we can make a difference. Y'all listening this morning? Now the question is this, how? How can I make a difference? You might feel today like you're here and you're here or you're watching on TV or listening on radio that you are just a dumb hillbilly. I was born in Rockingham, North Carolina. You can't get much dumber than me. If God can use me, He can use you. Are you listening today? I didn't grow up to be a preacher. I didn't grow up to share the gospel. I didn't grow up to speak to people on radio, television. I didn't know anything how to do that stuff. God came into my life. I gave my life to Christ. He changed my life. And you can make a difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen. But this isn't just about me. It's about you. You can make a difference because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is really important that you hear me from here on out. I can barely touch the surface on this stuff. Who am I? Okay? But I do have the Scripture. And I'd like to just share a few. And I wrote this message in Hawaii. Okay? I was over there, and I didn't feel like it was that great of a message when I wrote it. But then I preached it last night to myself at the house. And I had one decision. So it's a good message. Amen? Now, y'all might not have gotten it. I preached to myself and had one decision last night. Amen? So it's a good message. God spoke to my heart last night when I preached this to myself. I'm telling you, I preach the whole thing like I'm doing right now. Yeah, walk around talking. My cat was there. Snuggled up to me. Did. It's a true story. So anyway, here we go. I want you to listen. How can I make a difference? The power of the Holy Spirit can help you make a difference. How? Number one. You might want to write these down or go online and get it. Number one. You can change. Would you say that with me? You can change. You can change. I'm a changed person because of Jesus Christ coming in my life. I'm a changed person because of His Word. I'm a changed person because of the power of the Holy Spirit working in my life. I'm a changed person. You can change. Excuse making is not going to cut it. You can be a changed individual. Just whining, crying, I've done this, I've been this way all my life. You can change. God's not asking you to live the Christian life on your own. He said, I'm going to leave, guys, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, my Spirit, to you. It's going to be with you. It's going to be in you. You can change. Now, here's what I mean by that. Look at Acts 2, verse 14 and 15. Would you say that with me? But Peter, standing... Say it again with me. But Peter, standing up. Who was Peter? Isn't Peter the one 50 days ago? 50 days ago or so, he was the one that denied Jesus Christ. Not once, but how many times? Three times. Isn't this the one who in the garden, the night before Jesus was being betrayed and sold into, you know, to Judas for 30 pieces, wasn't he the one that pulled out his sword and cut off the guy's ear? Is that the same guy, yes or no? Yeah. But now what do we see Peter doing after the Holy Spirit's come in his life? Wasn't he the one in John 21? That says, I go a what? Fishing. Basically, this is even after Jesus resurrected. It sounds like Peter's ready to toss in the towel even then. But now we see him after the Holy Spirit has come upon him. What is he doing? Say it with me again. But Peter doing what? Standing up. And what does he do? He's standing up with the 11. And it's Peter that lifts up his voice. And he says unto them and to the crowd, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day. What's that all about? When they started speaking in tongues and other people started hearing languages like that, a lot of people, their lives, they couldn't believe it. But the religious leaders started, and many others started mocking them. And others even said, don't listen to them, they're drunk. And who is it that stands up? Tell me again his name. Peter. He said, let me tell you something, boys. It ain't but the third hour of the day. Jewish calendar day starts at 6 a.m. It ain't but 9 o'clock, boys. We don't get drunk this early. Amen? What I'm saying is this. You can change. Do I have another scripture there? Is that it? Oh, you can change. Listen. You can change because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter became a mighty preacher of God. He started speaking. This guy that had turned tail and run, this guy who denied Christ, all of a sudden, he is standing up. Did you know you can change? Yes or no? Say, you can change. You can be something that God wants you to be. And it's not about you. It's about Him coming into your life and fulfilling His purpose in your life. You can change. You've got to know that. How do you do that? Listen to John the Baptist. He said it this way. Say that with me. He must what? Increase. I must what? That's the way you change. Okay? You humble yourself. You start realizing the Holy Spirit, the living God, is inside of you and working inside of you. Instead of trying to put on a show or something crazy, you realize, listen, I'm nothing, God. I want to realize I need less of me and I need more of you in my life. You start thinking like that, see if God won't change your life. Here's how Paul said it, how you do it. Say that with me. I do what? I die how much? That's what you need to do every day. You want to change? Don't. Excuse making ain't going to cut it. Living a carnal life, doing the same sin, sinful behavior that you always do, it's not going to cut it. God the Holy Spirit's with you, but He's not going to work inside that mess. Are you listening? Yes or no? But as you say every day, Lord, I need more of you and less of me. When you say every day to yourself and to the Lord, Lord, I crucify my flesh. My flesh wants to do this and my flesh wants to do that, but guess what? I crucify my flesh. I'm buried with Christ. Amen? I'm alive because He rose from the dead. My old flesh, though I still have it, you got to fight that. You understand? I die daily. If the Apostle Paul had to say he had to die every day to his flesh, don't you think you're going to have to? You can change. Here's what Jesus Christ said. Here's how you can change. He said this to His disciples, if any man will come after me, say it with me, let him deny himself and take up his what? Cross and follow me. Every day. Every day. Every day. There's nothing that you can't overcome. Well, that's what the song was all about that I sang. Is bad things going to happen to you in your life? Sure they are. But I'm going to tell you something. You can overcome. You can overcome. But it's with the power of the Holy Spirit. You could have been a loser. Maybe your whole family knows you're the loser. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can become the winner in that family. You can become the leader in that family. I'm telling you, you can be somebody special because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all hearing the message today or not? Peter, of all people, Peter stood up. And this time he wasn't making a fool out of himself. He didn't mind if he was, because he's speaking the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen? So you can change. That's the first thing I want you to write down. I want you to know today. I got several things. How's the clock going? It's going pretty good. All right. Don't look at them. Here we go. Number two. This is just scratching the surface. You can share Him with others. Can you say that with me? You can share Him with others. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can change. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can share Jesus Christ with other people. How many honestly say, Pastor, that's not my nature. I could not ever share Jesus with somebody. I'm not the kind of person that can talk to people. You got anybody going to say that to me this morning? Raise your hand. No, you don't. Yeah, you go. I'm going to tell you something. There's more of us that feel that way than not. No, you can't in your own strength. But through the Holy Spirit speaking through you, you can share Jesus with other people. Look at what happened. Still staying with Acts. Peter talking. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were what? Pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? He was speaking to a crowd that was against him. But he chose to go ahead and open up his mouth, let the Holy Spirit speak through him, and he shared the Word of God with them, the gospel. And guess what? Some of them believed. Amen? You can share the gospel with people. If you think you just wait to share the gospel with people who are always going to believe, that probably ain't going to happen. But if you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you allow Him to work through your life, you start sharing Christ as He leads, and you'll see fruit. I guarantee it's going to happen. And so Peter said unto them, they said, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall also receive the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So point number two is that you can share Jesus with others. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized the same day. There were added unto them, say that with me, 3,000. We got to get our hands around this. It's hard, our head around it. Who is these people that was preaching? Dumb Galileans. And 3,000 people get added, they get baptized. I mean, can you imagine how... I think we read over this sometimes and we just don't even think it through. These were losers. But because of God, they became winners. And they started preaching and 3,000 got saved right there and then. You can share Jesus with other people when you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Are y'all listening today? Hope you're hearing it. This ain't about taking some little class. It's fine to take a class and learn your scriptures. You ought to. But if you're going to share Jesus with other people, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen? Number three. And I got five, so hang in here, but I'm flying. Number three. You can serve others. Can you say that with me? You can serve others. Make it personal. I can serve others. And that's because the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. What I'm saying is you can change. No excuse making. Two, you can share the gospel of Jesus. You can share Him with other people. Three, you can serve other people. Don't you see what happened? Acts 3, we're still in Acts. We're just rolling. I got a lot of scriptures I haven't put up here because we don't got all day. Verse 1. Now Peter and John, they went up together into temple at the hour of prayer, about the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock. Got it? And a certain man, say that word with me, lame from his what? Mother's womb. Now that's a lame man right there. He was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the what? Temple, which is called Beautiful. So Peter and John are going to the temple, and some folks are carrying this lame man to the temple, and they do it how often? Somebody tell me. Every day. And he's there at that gate to ask what? Alms. He's asking for some money. Y'all got that or not? So here he is, and he's there at that gate, and Peter and him are going up to pray, and they're about to go in the temple, and he asks them of alms. He's asking for about 50 cents. Here's 50 cents? Y'all listen. Are y'all hearing this? You got 50 cents? And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Now these are losers from Galilee. Look on us. And he gave heed unto them. So he looked on them, the lame man, asking 50 cents. He looked on them, would you say this with me, expecting to receive something of them. Now let's just use our heads here, people. When he looked on Peter and John, what was he expecting to receive? Somebody tell me. 50 cents. That's important to this story. He done it every day. He didn't know these boys. Then Peter said unto him, oh, I love this. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now the funny thing, this is Peter talking. This is Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a different Peter, isn't it? And guess what happened? And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted up the lame man, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up and walked, and he entered with them in the temple. He didn't just walk in with them. Guess what? He walking and what? Leaping and praising God. He'd been lame for years and years and years and years and years. And now he's healed. The point I want to give you today from that little bit right there is that you can serve others. You can serve others. Now I'm not going to try to get off the subject too much here. But if you think you have the power to heal people, then I expect them to get up and walk. I expect them when you touch them to get up and leap and walk. And by the way, don't make excuses. You don't need to make excuses for the Holy Spirit. A lot of people today, they say they have the power of healing. But when the people don't get healed on the other end, they say it's because that person lacked faith. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This rascal right here didn't have any faith. He had people to bring him there every day. You can make a big deal out of his faith. He didn't have any faith. All he was wanting was 50 cents. That's why he was there every day. He had no clue that he was going to get up there and go be healed. You listening or not? So let me tell you something. I believe in healing. All right? And if God, the Holy Spirit, would somehow come on me and speak through me and say to me, Gary, go to that man and heal him, I would do it. But I guess I would want to know this. I would want to know it for sure. If he's speaking through me, when I touch him, he ought to get up. I ought not be having to make excuses for the man laying on the bed. Are y'all hearing what the preacher's saying today? Okay? I believe in healing, but I don't believe in a lot of the shams that I see happening. Okay? Because guess what? When these fellas, when you see it in the Scripture, when you see Jesus in Scripture healing people, guess what? They got up and they didn't just walk. Guess what else they did? They leap! Now that's being healed right there, baby. The point of this is this. I'm not saying healing doesn't happen. I'm saying here's what you ought to do. You ought to be out there serving people. You ought to be out there serving people, loving people, caring for people in the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? We know we can do that, don't we, with His power. A lot of the serving we can do doesn't have a thing to do with you laying hands on them and healing them. But if that happens, praise God. Amen? You listening today? The Bible's here for us to understand. You can serve other people. You can serve people. It's up to the Holy Spirit how you serve. Did y'all hear that? It's up to the Holy Spirit how you can serve. Okay? There's a service for all of us to do. Because God the Holy Spirit is in us and He works through us. And crazy things happen here in the book of Acts. You know? I don't deny that they happened. They really did happen. But true healings today, if you see them, you should be able to notice it. Yes or no? I think so. Number four. The fourth thing you can do because of the power of the Holy Spirit. You can suffer, say it with me, graciously. You can what? Suffer graciously. So I can be changed. I can share Jesus with other people. I can serve, however that is, through the Holy Spirit leading you. I can do this because of Him, as He leads, not because you want to do something. As He leads. Number four, I can suffer how? Graciously. And we're almost done, but hang in here with me. I ain't preached in 2 weeks, so. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, because they had healed this fellow. And it made a big uproar. More people are coming to Jesus. And they're mad. They're grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they're coming after Peter and John. And they laid hands on them. They put them in hold. They arrested them. Until the next day, for it was now evening. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. And the number of the men was about how many this time? Whoa! Boy, that's what happens when the power of the Holy Spirit's in the game. Amen? This thing's crazy. But they're arrested for doing right. They're suffering. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, by what power or by what name have you healed this guy? Then Peter, say it with me, filled with what? The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. He said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done, let me ask you, you're telling me you put me on, I'm from Galilee, you put me on trial because this man who's been lame is now leaping and walking and all that? And that's the question you got? By what means he's made whole? I bet he thought, my gosh, I didn't do good in school. And they're going to ask me a bunch of questions. But now, if that's the question you're asking me, I know that answer. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by the way, whom God raised from the dead, by the way, Even by him doth this man stand here before you, what? Whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. He's become the head of the corner. You rejected him, but Jesus is Lord of all. Neither is there salvation. As a matter of fact, since he asked me the question, I may as well go on and preach it. That's what he did. Neither is there salvation in any other name than Jesus. For there's no other name under heaven given among men. Say it with me. Whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, what? They marveled. And they took knowledge of them. Say it with me. That they had been with Jesus. Now here's my point. Like I said, I'm just scratching the surface. You can suffer graciously for God. That comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. For them, they were arrested. They were later killed. Peter was. And all the other disciples except John. And he was exiled to an island to starve to death. Okay? You can suffer because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Does it say anywhere in the Scripture you're not supposed to suffer? Yes or no? No. Jesus and the Scriptures teach us you shall surely suffer what? Persecution. But because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, church, today, when bad things happen, or especially reproach because of the gospel comes into your life, let me tell you something. You can suffer graciously with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you can still give the Word of God. Amen? It can happen. The last thing is this. You can give generously. Can you say that with me? You can give generously. Five things. These are just five things I wrote. Books have been written, full books, book after book after book after book on this stuff. Mine's just five little points. I can give to God, and I can be a generous giver of my talent, of my time, of my money, because of the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. You know why some of you don't give to God's work? Because you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Test time. That's how you become a giver. The Holy Spirit of God in your life. I don't want to give my money. Do y'all say? I pinch a penny so hard it ain't even funny. I do. That's my nature. That's who I am. And God's had to come into my life and break me. And use my wife to do it. Break me. Made me broke. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway. God had to break me. And that's how you can become a giver. How do you know, Clark? Look in Acts. With great power gave they the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that what? Lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses, what'd they do? Sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had what? Need. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, this is how the church was born. And guess what, folks? Because of what they did, we're here today preaching the gospel. Because of that, what they laid down in their lives, they gave of their resources, and here we are today. Amen? You can believe what you want to believe, but many who came to America, they wanted to be free from religious freedom and religious persecution. When they came here, they were so tickled they could preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They weren't perfect people. They had problems, but they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because of them braving the seas, many of them lost their lives. You and I are here today free preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in a public building. Can we give him some praise for that? Amen? Yeah. They did it because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That's how it happened. Now look at this one. And Joseph, who by the apostle's surname was Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, he was a Levite of the country of Cyprus. This man Barnabas, he just won this name. He had land, he sold it, and he brought the money, and he laid it down at the apostles' feet. I'm telling you this today. Now that I've just scratched the surface. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can change. Number two, I can share Jesus with other people. Number three, I can serve, however that is, with people. With the Holy Spirit working through me, I can serve other people. Number four, when I have to, I can suffer graciously. Number five, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can give generously. Message is over. If you read on in your Bible, the very next chapter, Acts 5. How many knows what happened at the beginning of Acts 5? Who was the couple's name? Just holler it out at me. Here's my last thing I'd like to say to you. Don't fake it. Don't fake it. Don't fake being filled with the Holy Spirit. I warn you today. Don't fake it. Are you here? Can we say that loud? Don't fake it. Can you help me? Come on. Don't fake it. One more time. That's good talk. Don't fake it. What happened to the couple in Acts chapter 5 that faked it? Oh, they sold their property. They brought their money, laid it at the apostles' feet. But they kept back part of the money. Now, while it was their own, was it not all right to do with it what they wanted? Sure. But what they did, they brought it and pretended to be like Barnabas and like these others. Pretended to give it all. It's interesting what Peter said to Ananias. He said, "You ain't lied to me, Jack." Say it with me if you know it. You have lied to the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And there were men waiting. They carried out his dead body and buried him. His wife came in a few hours later because she wanted to have her little moment in the sun. And so she, you know, was there to get her praise. And Peter said, "Did you sell the land for so much?" And she said, "Uh-huh." And here it is. He said, "Who has filled your heart to lie?" Say it with me again. To the who? Holy Ghost. He said, "The men that carried your husband out, they're here to wait to carry you out." And she fell over dead. Here's what I'm telling you today. The power of the Holy Spirit. Do I understand it? I don't. I really don't. Have I experienced it? Yes, I do. I've experienced it this morning. It's not easy for me to stand on this stage and give this message this morning. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something right now. The worst thing you could do is fake it. If you have the power of healing, then here's what I expect. I expect you to heal. Is that too much to expect? Yes or no? And don't blame it on somebody else. Okay? If God the Holy Spirit is working in your... I've had so many... I've got to quit because I'm running out of time. I'm out of time. But listen, I've had so many of you come to me and say, "Pastor, God's laid on my heart to serve or do something." And you know what? That's awesome. That's awesome. If God has laid on your heart, this couple's here with us today, God laid on their heart to go to where? Panama? I don't think many of us would just go, "Okay, I'll go to Panama." See, God laid it on their heart to go. Not many of us would understand that. But I've had many come to me and say, "I want to do this," or "God's laid it on my heart to help this person," or "I'd like to start this ministry." I'm going to tell you, God, the Holy Spirit working. I've got to quit with this story. Ed Snyder, you here or you outside? You're there, Ed. How you doing, buddy? There were signs out front. Ed jogged. He would see the signs. He would jog by the high school. One Sunday, he decided he'd come and go to church with us here at Fellowship. Coming to church here has changed his life. Is that yes or no? True, sir? He's a changed man. Given his heart to Christ. I baptized you, right? And Ann, who recently went home to the Lord, I baptized her. Y'all were baptized the same night. Is that right? He's a changed man. I'm going to just tell you how the power of the Holy Spirit works in somebody's life. Ed tells me he stands out front and shakes hands with people. How many had your hand shook by Ed today or neck hug? Ed took that ministry of putting the signs up out by the road. That signs reached him. He wanted to do that. Do you enjoy putting the signs up, sir? Yes or no? Greatest thing he's ever done. Putting up signs! Let me tell you something, friend. When the power of the Holy Spirit is in you, and you know that that is your service, and you know that that's what you're supposed to be doing, you will say exactly what he said. Let me ask you, I know it's not easy where you go. How do you enjoy what you're doing down in Panama? Okay, and so if you're serving there, that's what you want to do. And that's what you just finished doing, another term down there. Is that correct? Okay, and you're glad you did it? Boom. It's not easy. You can serve God. I've had many say, you want to do something for the Lord. I ain't got something for everybody to do. I ain't the Holy Spirit. Are you kidding me? But the fact of the matter is, you can. You ought to know what that is. You ought to find out what that is, what you can do for God. And I tell you what, you'll know when you're in that sweet spot. Amen? Guess where my sweet spot is? Somebody guess. My sweet spot's right in here with you guys. That's what I'm supposed to do. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's why I haven't quit. Stay with it, Gary. Keep going. Amen. It's tough sometimes. Building a building debt-free, we chose a hard road. It's going to be rough. Guess what? I believe God, the Holy Spirit, laid that on my heart. I didn't set a timetable. He didn't tell me a timetable. So what am I going to do? I'm going to stay with it till we get it done. Why? Because I firmly believe I received that of the Lord. I believe it's the right thing to do. You hear me? So I know we're going to make it. But maybe this message today, maybe one of the points you needed to hear was giving is from the Holy Spirit. We need God to do big things. We need some big gifts. Amen? But we'll take lots of little ones too, won't we? We'll get it done. Anyway, that's the message. I got to quit. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together. Come on, let's stand together. If you can hang in here with us another moment or two. I went rambling there at the end. But that's what happens when you're away. Let's bow our heads for prayer together. Just remain quiet with me if you could. Father, we thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your Word. Lord, You know. I can surely relate with these Galileans. I feel that way, Lord. Feel like I don't know a whole lot. But Lord, I see Your Word. And Lord, You spoke to my heart. And I know what I said today is true. Because it came right from Your Word, Lord. So Lord, I pray You'll take Your Word today and You'll speak to our hearts. And You'll, all of us, especially me, Lord, I'll take it in today. I'll let it find good ground in my heart. Bless this Word to our heart, we pray. In Jesus' name.